In July, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, arrested 30 Milwaukee men on immigration violations. The agency claimed all of them had gang affiliations. But immigration attorney Eric Straub says three men who contacted him after their arrests didn't fit that profile.
Two of them had no activity on their record whatsoever. Very, very minimal contact with law enforcement. So we were very concerned when we saw that operation. You know, it was an example of sort of ICE running amok, so to speak.
In late September, ICE arrested 34 more immigrants in Wisconsin. Straub's office got no calls for help after that raid. He says that could be the result of a new policy announced in June by ICE Director John Morton. It called for more discretion in arresting immigrants who don't pose a public safety risk. But Straub says the union representing ICE agents is speaking out against this softer policy. In a recent article in the New Republic, union leader Chris Crane called his supervisors, quote, a bunch of attorneys who never put handcuffs on anybody. Straub says that's a sign that the agency is at war with itself.
On numerous occasions over the last couple of years, I have had ICE officers openly express dissatisfaction or outright antagonism towards decisions that are made by judicial officers and even take actions that were contrary to those orders.
Straub says that's surprising given that ICE is deporting people at a rate 10% higher now than under the Bush administration. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.